From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Immigrant Powered is a new campaign that highlights the contributions immigrants make to South Florida's economy. A study done by the Kauffman Foundation, a nonpartisan foundation that supports entrepreneurship, found that the Miami and Fort Lauderdale metro areas are hubs for immigrant high-tech entrepreneurs in particular. And immigrants are a big part of the workforce across industries here in South Florida. The new campaign gives stickers to local businesses to post on their doors or walls. The red, white, and blue stickers read, Immigrant Powered. Natalia Martinez-Kalanina is the founder of the campaign, and she talked to WLRN's Nadege Green.
Walk me through what Immigrant Powered is and why you started it. Why now?
I noticed an absence in the conversation around the many long list of data points chronicling the economic impact of immigrants across our communities in the U.S. And so it felt that there was a disconnect between how we have a conversation about immigrant contributions in this country and how that gets featured. I think about a fourth of startups in the U.S. over the last decade have been founded by at least one immigrant founder, as an example. If you look at a completely different part of our labor force and you look at industries that experience chronic labor shortages, such as farming and agriculture, construction, there's an incredible amount of immigrants that are powering and making those sectors work. It tells a really rich story of how diverse and how different the contributions of immigrants to our labor force and our economic growth and prosperity are across completely different types of industries.
What does it mean to be immigrant powered?
If you are owned, founded, funded, staffed by immigrants, if none of you are immigrants, but you feel like your clients are immigrants, you serve immigrants in your community, really, however it is that you define yourself as immigrant powered, you're welcome to participate.
How many businesses have signed up so far? And what are businesses telling you about why they support this campaign?
Well, we have about 60 businesses signed up across South Florida. When people first submit a questionnaire for a sticker, you have to tell us kind of what makes your business immigrant powered. It's a very brief questionnaire, but that is one of the questions. And some of the comments that we've gotten there have been everything from, I'm not an immigrant, but my family immigrated here, and therefore I really consider my business immigrant powered. This really speaks to me. Or stories around, I was undocumented for 20 years, and then I started a business, and now I'm a business owner, and it feels really important to me to be able to tell that story.
You mentioned earlier that you know of at least one business where it sparked a conversation between a mm-hmm. customer and a business owner. Can you share any of those specific examples?
Sure. I'm happy to share, too. So one was a particular business owner that reported having some conversations with a handful of customers who didn't realize that they were immigrants just because they didn't have an accent. They kind of don't present, I guess, as what the stereotype of an immigrant would be. But you know, the owners of this particular restaurant are. And so it lending to some very interesting conversations in a wonderful way where their customers hadn't realized that they were immigrants and were inquiring around kind of what it means to be immigrant powered. The other example I had was a conversation I had personally with someone who kind of came across the sticker and asked more about it. And their concern was around, well, does this mean that people are in some way un-American, or are they aligning more with an immigrant identity, or kind of what does this mean? Is this in conflict with them being kind of tethered to this community? And it led to a really fascinating discussion around, well, what is more patriotic than, you know, contributing to your community, starting a business, running a business, working, supporting your family, investing in your own city, kind of what is, if that is not patriotic, kind of what is, I guess, is a little bit of a rhetorical question. And we ended on a really nice note, even though we kind of started out in a little bit of an interesting point of question.
That was Natalia Martinez-Kalanina, founder of Immigrant Powered, speaking with WLRN reporter Nadege Green. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.